Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I'm gonna be really honest, I could end this episode right here because I'm tired and I've had somewhat of like food poisoning yesterday, which wasn't food poisoning, it's more like a reaction to something I ate, which is always kind of tricky because it's not allergic, but it's still an immune reaction and it's a delayed reaction, so I don't always know what exactly I react to and I don't know how long it will last. I've had reactions that lasted multiple days, which is super bad, and I really hope that this one is like passing. But other than that, and other than me being tired as always, I feel kind of good. I feel good. And I feel positive and hopeful. And that's what I talked about in my last episode, is actually that it's so important to stay positive and to think positively, even if things happen that aren't really good or that don't feel good. It's still important to stay optimistic. And it's kind of tough and it's a challenge to become an optimist, but it's totally worth it. Because the older I become, the more I realize that if you are positive, more positive things will happen to you. And it's so good because you have the power to change your life and you have the power to determine what will come into your life and what will be part of it and what won't, just by the way you think and the way that you treat other people. I also think that one thing a lot of people underestimate is being a creator, because you can be a creator in so many different ways, not just in the classic artistic or musical way, but in a broader sense, you can be a creator of your reality and of your life and of the circumstances that you wish for. And I think that positive thinking is the foundation for creating a future that you love. And a lot of people also talk about visualization and that's really helpful, and it definitely is, but I think a positive attitude will get you very far and help you in every situation that you encounter. So definitely make sure to tune into that positive lane. And yeah, what else can I say? I haven't really properly given you a life update in a long time, I think, because there is not much happening in my life. I'm a very quiet person, and my life is also very quiet, and I'm very happy about that, because I don't need drama, and I don't need super-duper action. I just need some time for myself and to wind down most of the time, especially because I'm tired a lot, so yeah, and there is nothing wrong with that. And I think that we live in a society that tries to imply that you are boring if you like spending time at home, or that if you don't plan something every single night of the week, you are wasting your time. And that's just not true, because I mean, I'm probably at one extreme of the spectrum, which is like the homestay super fan, but I'm an example for the fact that you can be really happy if you live in tune with your nature. And if your nature is more quiet and more relaxed and more about winding down and staying in and reading or writing or doing whatever you like, that's perfectly fine and that's perfectly normal. And you do you. You do literally what feels good, what makes you feel healthy, and what helps you, I don't want to say function, but what helps you get through the day with a more positive attitude. And now we're back at the positivity part, because it all comes down to creating a life that is aligned with you and who you truly are and who you truly want to be. And of course, you can always change pretty much everything about yourself, but I don't think that you can change fundamental things like whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. You can become very open as an introvert and very talkative or very social, But chances are it's still going to drain your energy to spend time with people and to be out all the time. So you will need some quiet time and you will need some time alone. And as I said, I'm one extreme of the spectrum in that I need a lot of time for myself. And I'm not mad about it. I just try to give into that craving and live a life that suits me and that feels good. And yeah, so doing that is amazing. That's all I have to say. Other than that, when it comes to life updates, I'm actually writing a book for a contest, which I'm very excited about. It's the Young Storytellers Award, and I am writing a book about my personal experiences with online dating. And I've decided to go for that topic because it's just a topic that is on my mind a lot and that I think a lot of people can relate to. And I really hope that it will pay off, and literally pay off, because you can win like 7,000 euros. But I mean more like pay off in the sense that my work will get seen and recognized and maybe even bought by people. I don't know. Or read by people. And it would just be cool to be a published author and to be able to say, hey, look at me, this is my book. Because you get a free book, actually. If you hand it in, you get one automatically, which is so cool. And yeah, so I'm really excited. I'm very hopeful. We'll see what that will lead to. But I'm staying optimistic, as I said. And I'll definitely keep you posted. So I think that's it for me for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be super cool. Thank you so much in advance, and I will catch you on Sunday. Bye.